If a Christian doesn't pray about heaven, that's a remarkable lack. Who ever heard of exiles not thinking about home?
Now, I said, that's exactly what the rosary is. We are in a new moment of time and a new moment of space. So we keep saying to our Lord and to the Blessed Mother, I love you, I love you.
That's the Holy Rosary. That's the Catholic faith. The whole Catholic faith is in it.
Well, I want to welcome y'all to another Daily Decad, your rosary on the road. I'm going to see how this goes today. We're doing we're in a new vehicle, got the windows open. So we're going to see how it sounds coming through the speaker. If you got a lot of background noise, that's probably because of everything that's going on in the background. But I'll listen to this recording and see how it sounds, and maybe I'll post it today. I'm hoping that it won't be delayed at all. I don't think it will be. I'll probably just post it just to post it, just to make sure that we stay on schedule, even if the sound isn't all that great. You should be picking me up coming through the speaker. You're just going to be getting that background noise of the wind going by the car. But we're praying today, we're reflecting on the joyful mysteries. We're in the second joyful mystery, the visitation with Elizabeth, and we're reflecting on Timothy is the intention today. We're going to Timothy's return to the faith, or his conversion to Catholicism. I'm sorry, he's not one that's coming back, he's the one that's coming over. So we're praying for his conversion to Catholicism. Now, if you have a prayer intention, and I'm going to get back on a regular schedule here so that I can start doing all the prayer intentions, and if you have one, we'll still be praying for you. I've just got everything bumped back a week, that's all. But if you have a prayer intention, you can send it in to dailydecadrequests@proton.me. That's M for Michael, E for Edward. .me. Or proton.mail, protonmail.com still works. So you can also send it to dailydecadrequests@protonmail.com. That's Decad, DECADE, requests in the plural, protonmail.com. You can also drop a line over on Telegram at the Daily Decad. We're on Gab/the Daily Decad. We're on the Fediverse. The instance we're using is post/@the Daily Decad. And of course the website, praytherosaryeveryday.wordpress.com. I don't have the money for a URL for an actual website. You know, what's the word I'm thinking of? A domain name. Yeah, I don't have the money for a domain name yet. But, you know, all in good time, everything in its season. But for today, we're going to turn and pray for conversion, which is, it's actually a really wonderful prayer because it's one of the most effective things that we can do for conversion. The heart, the prophet Jeremiah, there's a passage that the human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, yes, I know that translation is probably King James. That's the one that I've had memorized for most of my life. So I know that it's not strictly speaking an accurate or correct translation, but you get the point. And we read in Exodus that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. So we know that the human heart is something that is subject to the will of God, to his intervention at times, and to his toleration. And so when we try to bring about conversion, if we don't start with prayer, then we really show a very meager understanding of the way in which the heart of man is swayed. We pray to God first and foremost before we try to teach anything or preach anything. And this is also, you find this in St. Paul too, when he talks about how that he brings himself into discipline. I discipline the body and bring it into subjection, lest I, who have converted many, should fall myself. And part of that discipline is the prayer discipline. You lose the prayer discipline, you're not going to have very much success in making any kind of conversions. And so it's very appropriate to pray for conversion. And that's just an aside that I wanted to add, just because we're going to be praying. But so let's get all of the nonsense and opinions and my commentary out of the way and pray. Well, go ahead and get your rosaries out. If you don't have one, if you're an established listener, you've heard this a million times. If you're not an established listener, then you can hear it, manage to hear it. If you don't have a rosary, procure one. They're not hard to come by. You can get them at pretty much any Catholic church. Walk in the door, they'll probably have a couple of plastic rosaries sitting out in the front there. Ask the priest, "I don't have a rosary, I want to pray the rosary, help me." And he'll give you what you need. You can also get them online. I've got a couple myself I've got them that way. The one that I'm holding in my hands right now is my rosary that I use for the Joyful Mysteries. And funny enough, I got this at some novelty Irish shop because, well, Irish culture is Catholic culture. So here it is. But let's go ahead and get our rosaries out, put ourselves in the presence of God, and pray for the conversion of Timothy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who by the Holy Ghost was conceived, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For an increase in faith, hope, and charity, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The second joyful mystery is the visitation with Elizabeth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping from this vale of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us. And after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who didst deign to send thine only begotten Son, who by his life, death, and resurrection did purchase for us the rewards of eternal life, look with favor on us, that meditating on the sacred mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Saint Ignatius of Loyola, whose life it was to convert those who had fallen into Christian error, we humbly beg thy intercession on behalf of the servant of God, Timothy, that he may turn, as his namesake turned in the presence of St. Paul, and stay on the path that is right and true and orthodox, conforming to the teachings of the holy apostles and all of their successors, and being pleasing at all times to our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and who liveth and reigneth with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. For all of us in our doubts and our errors and our difficulties, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's an interesting thing to think about who we have together in the visitation. Because we've got our Blessed Mother, of course, and we've got St. Elizabeth. And we have two very different and yet very similar personalities. It's a model for us. There's so many things that are combined here to be models. You have Elizabeth, whose husband is high priest for that year. I think he's high priest. He was offering incense at the temple when he had the vision that Elizabeth would conceive. But at any rate, he's very high-ranking, and he was working in the Temple of God in Jerusalem, which is a very distinguished post to occupy in the Hebrew nation, or at least among the tribe of Judah, since that's all that was left at this point. You have her, and you have her husband, the very old. And actually, if you read the story of what happens with Zacharias and Elizabeth, it imitates and follows the same patterns as what you have with Abraham and Sarah, and actually with Isaac and with his wife as well. Oh goodness, and now Rachel. It's Isaac and Rachel, right? Because it was Rebecca and Leah. And it was, this is my problem, I get the patriarchs all mixed up, and their wives too. Thank goodness none of the wives of the sons of Noah are named. I would never remember any of them. But those patriarchs are the ones in particular I get mixed up. Abraham and Sarah is easy to remember, but the rest of them, for some reason, I always get, there's too many R's. Although I know Rahab, I never get her wrong. But at any rate, but you have, so with Elizabeth and Zacharias, you have this mimicry, or this pattern. It's a pattern, a divine pattern, that follows and announces to all who are watching that this is both a beginning and an end as it relates to the history of salvation that starts with Abraham, because it is from Abraham ultimately that we get the Christ and Christianity. He's the one where it starts. This is where God chooses this guy. He looks at his descendants and says, no one is ever going to believe that the Savior of the world is going to come from these people. And he says, that's the man. He's going to be the founder of this race that will eventually give rise to the one true religion. And so he chooses Abraham, and as a sign to Abraham, he takes an extremely old woman. And Sarah is extremely old, much older than Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is already well past her prime. He takes these women and he gives them children. And in the case of Elizabeth, it is St. John, the forerunner, the one who announces, who prepares the way of the Lord. And then you have the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother is in many ways a call back to the very beginning of everything, because she is meant to be the new Eve, as Christ is meant to be the new Adam, the beginning of humanity. She is meant to be the beginning of female humanity, the beginning of the help that Eve was supposed to manifest. So you have the beginning of all humanity. You have the beginning of the Hebrew people in Elizabeth, and you have the beginning of all humanity in the Blessed Mother. And how appropriate then that Christianity should start with John the Baptist, calling the Jews to repentance. And they killed him for it, just as they would kill Christ. He called people to repentance, called people to baptism. He was the prophet that was meant to call the children of Abraham. And then all of humanity would be saved by following this new Adam that John would announce. So you have the Old and the New Testament there. It's a beautiful way of capturing those two. The Old and the New Testament on the one hand, and then on the other hand, you have two different kinds of feminine figures. You have the Virgin, the Blessed Mary, who remains a virgin all the way through her entire life, before, during, and after the birth of Christ. She remains a virgin. This is what we believe. This is why in the Eastern icons of the Blessed Mother, when you look at her, you'll see there are three stars on her outer garment. And those three stars are precisely meant to signify that she is virgin and remains virgin all the way through, before, during, and after the birth of Christ. So perpetually. So she's a virgin. And then you have Elizabeth the matron. Elizabeth has been known by her husband, clearly, or they would not know that she was barren. They were married. They consummated their marriage. She's a matron. So you have the maid and the matron. You have the virgin, and you have the lay woman. even though she's a priest's wife, same, that's she's still, what's the word? A matron. Let's just say matron. And then you have two different types. The Blessed Mother goes to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, when she finds out that she is having a baby, retreats into her home and she vanishes for 6 months. And so you have the two approaches to spiritual life captured here too. The Blessed Mother is going forth, bringing the word, literally in this case, literally bringing the word to Elizabeth. Elizabeth has retreated. She's become eremitic. She's become a hermit. And so you have the monastic and the active life, the contemplative, the contemplative and the active life. You have the interior life and you have the exterior life. The going forth and the drawing in. And how necessary these two things are. And it might be added that the interior life precedes the exterior life, the going out. This is part of the reason why I love scripture, because, and it's something that, you know, we're told we get an indulgence, we're reading it 30 minutes a day. Most Catholics still don't read the Bible, and increasingly, and I'm deeply disappointed by this, but I'm finding that the evangelical and Baptist and high church Protestants that I run into in my day-to-day life, they don't read the scripture anymore. What a terrible thing to think. That the Protestants, whose great boast is to have brought the scripture out into the open so people could read it, and that people made a habit of reading it, have all stopped reading it. I think that's very sad. But anyway, so people don't read the scripture, and there's such richness in the scripture. Here you have, all you have is a woman who just found out she's pregnant, going to visit her cousin who's pregnant. Complete, on the surface, it's a completely unremarkable story. But see how God has designed everything here to give us so many different layers of what's going on in the two characters that are at play here. And there is a certain drama of the whole story that's worth reflecting on. And there are dramatis personae that are worth reflecting on and looking at. All of this is so. And they model for us the two models that we need to have as we go forth. Our Blessed Mother guards her purity obsessively, as she ought to. When the angel of the Lord appears unto her and says, "You're going to have a child," she tests him in the way that we are all supposed to test such visions and revelations. And she said, "I'm a virgin. I'm going to stay a virgin. I know how babies are made. How am I going to have a child?" And if the angel had responded with something disgusting, then she would have known he was a demon. And she would have known that she was being tormented. But he didn't. He told her exactly what was going to happen. The Holy Ghost was going to overshadow her. She was going to be enveloped by him, and new life was going to be breathed into her. This is why the Holy Ghost, we think of the Holy Ghost, the breath of God, the tongues of fire, the dove, the wind. Just like in Genesis, when he says that when he puts the breath of life into Adam and Eve, the Holy Ghost overshadows the Blessed Mother. The breath of God breathes new life into her, and that new life is the second person of the Holy of the Blessed Trinity. It's Jesus Christ. Anyway, she finds it. So she, this virgin, perpetual virgin, consecrated virgin, and I may be mistaken about this, but I think she's the first one of those, the first consecrated virgin in the whole Bible. She becomes the founding figure of female monasticism, really. Because what does she do? The first thing she does is goes to visit a hermit and lives with the hermit. And so she lives with Elizabeth, who is living this eremitic life, withdrawn from the world. And she goes and lives with the hermit. And so she offers us a monastic. She shows the active life demands the interior life, because she goes forth seeking one who has gone within. And that model of us, the model that we are only active when we are interior, is the real lesson that's to be found in the visitation. We must visit with the world. We are not of the world. Our Christian soul remains virginal, or it ought to remain virginal. That's the goal. But we go forth into the world to find the one who is going, who find the means to prepare the way. Now, we go out into the world in order to bring people to the faith, in order to find the crowds. When we seek John, we seek the crowds around him. That's what Jesus does. He goes to John, says very little to John. He has to be baptized. John says, why? You should be baptizing me. I know who you are. And Jesus says, just bear with me, in so many words. So you don't get it, and it's okay that you don't get it. Just bear with me. It's not for you, it's for them. He does the same thing when he raises Lazarus from the dead. He offers a prayer to God and says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, not for my sake, because I know that thou always hearest me before I ask, but for the crowd's sake, for those here, that they may see the glory of God. He does the same thing with St. John. He says, this is not for you, and it's not for me, it's for them. They need it. So he goes to John to seek the crowd. And the Blessed Mother, the same way, she goes to Elizabeth to seek how she can serve. But you cannot have that service, you cannot have that outward going that does not begin with the inward turning. And that's the lesson there in the visitation with Elizabeth. The Blessed Mother goes to serve, but she goes into the house of the hermit Elizabeth to serve. And it's really a beautiful thing to remind us all, because we all want to serve, we all want to go out, we all want to convert people, to bring them to the faith, but we have to do as Elizabeth did first. Take the miracle of this grace, this drive to convert, and retreat. Seek the interior healing. And that's, I think, a very appropriate prayer for today. I pray that all of us will have the instinct of St. Elizabeth and the purity of the Blessed Mother that is necessary to turn inward before going outward, to bring people to the faith with the same zeal, if not perhaps the same efficacy, as St. John did and as our Blessed Lord desires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The moon is the symbol of Our Lady. The moon is for those in darkness. And I think in a special way for sinners. So that if we but look to her who is the moon and derives all light from the sun, they would never fall into an abyss. Now this is the rosary.